back into KPCC Studios, Eliza Gilkison. Eliza, welcome to the radio station.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be here.
Are you visiting family and folks here in Pasadena a little bit?
No, I'm not.
Some of them still live here?
My sister and brother do, yeah.
Okay, right here in Pasadena.
Yeah, but Tony's gone, so I saw my sister today, though.
Okay, how you doing?
Good, really good.
Congratulations on a new record, which I've had a chance to listen to a little bit, and I think it's really, really good.
Thanks.
Really, really good.
Oh, good.
The album is called Through the Looking Glass, and it's your first album for Private Music.
Mm-hmm.
I just had this thought that it might be nice to learn a little bit about how one gets aligned with a record company. You did a couple of albums for Gold Castle.
Mm-hmm.
And Gold Castle's not in business anymore. And it's been a while since your last album.
Yeah.
How did your connection happen with Private Music?
Oh, well, it's a pretty good story, actually. I didn't have a record deal, and I was getting kind of frustrated. So I went out, and my grandmother died, and she left me a little bit of money. And I went and bought a 16-track recording deck and some mics and and I went in an old Adobe, about a 1,000-year-old Adobe, it used to be a Pueblo, and the walls were wonderful. They were mud walls, and we set up a studio in there, and we cut this record there.
Is this in New Mexico, where you live?
In Taos, and then it was a home job, but it had a vibe all over it. So we ended up shopping it in L.A. And the story is that Ron Goldstein of Private Music was stuck in a rainstorm on the freeway for 3 hours with only my tape, and that was how I got.
You know, one of the reasons I wanted to ask is because it's really somehow for me a logical record company for you to be recording for.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make sense to you the same way, just from what you know of Private Music?
Well, because they're going into a transition of going towards more acoustic and songwriter music, I think it's a perfect place for me, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Good. You're going to play tomorrow night. You're going to do a show at the Troubadour.
Mm-hmm.
The Troubadour is on Santa Monica Boulevard, just east of Doheny in West Hollywood. And it's been a while since you've performed in L.A. as well, hasn't it?
It's been years, yeah. Yeah, I took some time off.
Have you been traveling through this time, or did you stay close to home?
I really went home, and I stayed low for a couple of years, and then now I've been living in Zurich working with another artist, so I'm back into traveling again.
Who have you been working with?
With Andreas Bollenweider.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing a record that's going to be with songs, so I co-wrote the next record with him. It's a very interesting record.
Oh, that sounds... You know, you mentioned the possibility, or you had started to work with him a couple of years ago when you were here. Somehow,
no,
this idea rings a bell.
I think maybe I was going to do a show with you about 6 months ago, and I think they mentioned that.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
That may
have
been.
Because I was just starting to write with him then.
Okay, because the concept rings a familiar bell to me.
Yeah.
So you've started to work on it with him.
I've been there the last 6 months, and we just finished the recording 2 weeks ago.
And is he still with Columbia Records? Will it be on?
He's with BMG and Sony in Europe.
So it'll be a record that comes out
EMI.
comes out under his name when the record does come out.
Yes, it'll be under his name on EMI.
Okay, all right, we'll look for that.
I'll make sure that they make sure that maybe he could come over here.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sounds neat. One of the things you and I talked about when you first arrived this evening was contrasting a song that you would do live here in studio with the recorded version of the song. Could we start out that way? Would you pick a song that you would sing, and then we'll play the version off the record?
Well, maybe we should do Take Off Your Old Coat. That might be kind of nice. This is a song that my dad found in the Library of Congress in 1957 and recorded it on his, I can't remember which record he put it on, but... It's a very old song. It's, I think, about 75 years old, and I think it really works for today. And that's on the one that we'll hear later. My brother Tony is on it, and my dad is also singing bass, so that'd be kind of fun. I've searched in the east, searched in the west, for the riches that others were hoarding. Fortune is a blind god smiling in the breeze, forgetting me on this side of Jordan. Take off your old coat and roll up your sleeve. Life is a hard road to travel, I believe. Thunder in the dark clouds, lightning in the trees. No shelter above my head affording. Battered by the hailstones, beaten by the breeze. That's my way of life this side of Jordan. Take off your old coat and roll up your sleeve. Life is a hard road to travel, I believe. See that ragged owl, his tattered wings expanded. He's nailed to the doorway as a warning. So am I by good folk as an outlaw branded. Yet I've hurt no one this side of Jordan. Up above an angel patching up our blunders, our trials and troubles he's recording. Will I find a change there? Better times, I wonder, when I reach the other side of Jordan. Take off your old coat and roll up your sleeve. Life is a hard road to travel. Life is a hard road to travel.
From the album Through the Looking Glass, Eliza Gilkison's recorded version of Take Off Your Old Coat, a song that you say your father, Terry, discovered in the Library of Congress, did you say?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what he says. And I think Peter, Paul, and Mary cut it in the 60s, too.
Really?
But they did a different version. I think my dad actually rewrote the song a little bit.
And what was the band that he played with in the 50s?
Easy Riders.
Easy Riders. Did they record it, actually? Like
some... Oh, yeah. They had, six or seven records,
And they were like a folk group.
Yeah, they were sort of a pre-Kingston Trio thing. There could be such a thing.
Now, is that your dad's voice, that really low thing on the recording?
Yeah, that's him busting up the speakers.
That's unbelievable.
I know. A guy's got an amazing voice.
That's pretty great. That's really good. And your brother Tony, who produces some of the cuts on the album, that's one of the ones that Tony produced.
No, that's one of mine.
That's just all yours.
Yeah.
But Tony playing the guitar solo on Take Off Your Old Coat.
Yeah.
That was pretty neat. It was neat to hear all the harmony voices after hearing you do it.
Yeah, solo. Yeah, it's fun to do that.
Eliza Gilkison, our guest on City Billy here at FM 89.3 KPCC. Her new album on Private Music, Through the Looking Glass, and Eliza performs tomorrow night at the Troubadour. Showtime is at 8:30, and I forgot the band you said that's going to be opening. Someone in there knew.
Baker Brothers.
And you'll hit the stage at about 9:30 or so. Whole show starts at about 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. First record you've produced.
Mm-hmm.
What did that mean?
Oh, that meant that
you feel like extra responsibility. Yeah,
it's incredible responsibility. You never get to drop the ball. You just have to keep rolling. But it's so much fun. I mean, you just feel like you're flying. It really is fun. I'm hooked now, of course.
When you're producing your own record, would you like record a song straight through and then immediately listen to it back and decide whether the things you need to adjust in another take or something like that?
Oh, I was totally learn while you earn on my... I mean, I did it every way. I mean, sometimes I would record a whole track with everything and then I would go back and replace things that weren't working. I mean, I had to find out the hard way a lot of times whether something worked or not. And some of them you cut live, and others I built up or just around my guitar playing. Most of them I built around my own playing, because that way I knew where I was.
Now that you have the bug to produce a lot, should we print up business cards? Should we put the word out that Eliza Gilkison, producer, available?
Only on the, I don't know, very select projects, I'm afraid I would be only good for a few types.
Choose your clients really carefully.
Yeah, and they'd have to choose me too. A very limited style, I think.
Do you feel this record is a bit more personal than what you'd been doing recently? Because you had dealt with some broader spiritual issues, mm-hmm. from a very Native American slant, uh-huh. I guess, for a while. Yeah. And this comes off as a very personal record.
That's good. I'm glad. I think in a lot of ways I strayed from my roots and have been feeling more, just getting back to the basics of songwriting and expressing myself, and less philosophy and more just playing what I feel in my heart. So I think that's nice that you notice the difference, and it's true.
It certainly was what it seemed like. Your father, you say, you were telling me as we were listening to the recording, lives in Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
so he's fairly close to you.
Yeah, I see him quite a bit. We fish.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Some lake or some.
Oh no, he's a really good fly fisherman. He's still teaching me.
Oh, well, you're multifaceted these days.
Producing. Well, I didn't say I was a good fisherwoman. Just learning for the rest of my life.
Would you do another song for us?
Sure.
Yesterday, when I become the moon, how all the stars came out to play, we danced away the gloom, circled round the ring of stones before they fell in ruin. I can hear our voices still. I become the moon. How Diana ruled the wood, traces still remain. Shared the wisdom and the herb, shared the joy and pain. Echoes of life's passion play still haunt the bride and groom, but they'll be wed again someday when I become the moon. The soldiers of the holy wars, holy greed command. Claim the earth and all her shores, stole Diana's land. But in my heart there lingers still the dark of her perfume. I drink the earthy wine until I become the moon. Diana's blood and bone, fragments of a mystery, the story is our own. But under cover of the stars, her secret is exhumed. I bow before her beauty now, and I become moon.
Eliza Gilkison performing on City Billy here at FM 89.3 KPCC. That's a song that you'll hear on the new album, Through the Looking Glass, in a more expanded version with a band and everything. And Jerry Donahue plays guitar on that.
Yeah, Tony found Jerry. I didn't realize this guy was in L.A.
Jerry's just one of the best. You'll be playing with a band tomorrow night at the show?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no chance that Jerry is in town and will come hang out.
I didn't even think of that. I hadn't even thought of that. I probably should check. He's so great. One of the great folk guitar players, really.
Yeah. You might want to give him a call, because I think he's got this wild rock and roll thing with Will Ray and John Jorgensen called the Helicasters.
Oh, that's right.
And I think they're scheduled to play really soon in town. So he might be around.
Great. I heard he was with John Jorgensen. Right
It might be fun to have him sit in.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Jim Bailey, who's engineering, and I always forget to thank Jim when we do these, but he sticks around late whenever we do a live thing on City Billy. So thank you, Jim. And he got the piano all set up to use.
Right.
Would you move over and do one song with piano?
Yeah.
Eliza performs tomorrow night at the Troubadour. Showtime is at 8:30. The Baker Brothers will be opening the show, and Eliza's set will start about 9:30. The Troubadour is located at 9081 Santa Monica Boulevard. That's just east of Doheny in West Hollywood. Eliza Gilkison's show to celebrate the new release on Private Music called Through the Looking Glass.
Okay, let's see if I can play this fine.
Take my breath, my wind for your sailing ships, my skin for your fingertips. Is this all you want from me? Take my songs, my voice for your sea of paintings, shades in your color box. All my watercolors bleeding. Is this all that you want from me? Oh, something never leaves. It still lies waiting, standing. Pressed between leaves, you take my tears, my moon for your dream landscapes, my soul for your dark escapes, running alongside your shadow. Heart.
Eliza Gilkison performing live on FM 89.3 KPCC, member-supported National Public Radio for Southern California. I'm Renee Engel, here every Monday night with City Billy from 8 to 10 o'clock. It's about 12 minutes before the halfway point, before 9 o'clock tonight. Eliza joining us, her new album, Through the Looking Glass, on Private Music. And Eliza performs tomorrow night at the Troubadour on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood. I was thinking it would be good to let everyone know who's going to be playing with you tomorrow night.
Sure. My producer from my other two records, Mark Hallman, is going to be playing keyboards and, guitar and singing. And Steve Kahn, an absolutely fabulous keyboard player from Nashville, is going to be playing keyboards and accordion. And then I have Simeon Pillage. You know Simeon?
Simeon, uh-huh. I know him from the Naughty Sweeties.
He's played the best band names, the Goddamn Liars and the Blowin' Samoans.
He's actually doing a lot of work in ethnomusicology
That's right. Of course, that's why you know him, right? Yeah, he's a great bass player and also plays upright. Really great.
Yeah, he's a wonderful bass player.
Yeah, and then I have Tim Timmermans on percussion drums.
I heard you last night on Folk Scene with Howard and Roz Lahrman on KPFK, and was Mark? I never heard anyone identified. I just happened to turn on
Mark,
while you were singing. It was Mark playing guitar.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Yeah,
and things always sound so great when they do live things on their show. I guess Peter, their engineer.
Peter is a great engineer. Yeah, it's a good sound.
We're heading in that direction with Jim working.
I can see
working
that.
The board here and the studio with the piano in it.
It's great.
It's really nice.
Uptown.
when you have a new album come out, when you put this album together, did you think a lot about the songs that you decided to put on it? Did you have a broader catalog of new things and had to sort of weed what you ended up putting on the record?
Yeah, because it had been 3 years since I put something out, and I really had a traffic jam with. I had about 18 songs that finished that I had to choose from, so I went with a kind of a theme there. I wanted to really stay with the folk roots and also sort of touching on some mythological, sort of personal mythological themes, and there's a little bit of that running through it.
Will you exclude performing older songs from your oeuvre when you're working on a new thing and performing, you know, around a new album, or will you still include like older tunes in your live shows?
Well, I'm sure most musicians say the same thing. They always want to do their new stuff.
Right.
But the way I do it is I just ask for requests. If somebody asks for an old one, then I'll do it. But I don't volunteer.
Okay. Well, I had a request, and the request was that you do something that's not yours, like some song that you would cover tonight. Would you do that?
I would do that, actually. And, you know, it's really, you got to get up pretty early in the morning to get Eliza Gilkison to do somebody else's song,
Renee.
Oh. Not because
well,
I
was
love
up
him.
At 5:30 this morning, quite literally. So
I'm terrible at it. It's actually an art form, you know, doing other people's songs, and I'm not that great at it. But when you said that, I remembered a song that I love.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I long to be in the warm hold of your love and mine, to feel you all around me, and to take your hand along the sand. Oh, but I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile. And everywhere I look, your eyes I find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. Would make me sing. Oh, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Mm-hmm. I want you near to kill my fears, to help me to leave all my blues behind. For standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. Oh, but I may as well try and catch the wind. Oh, but I may as well try.
Yeah, okay.
That's a great song, isn't
it? It is just an absolutely great song, one of my all-time favorite songs. Thanks for doing that.
My pleasure.
Eliza Gilkison performs tomorrow night at the Troubadour, 9081 Santa Monica Boulevard, just east of Doheny in West Hollywood. Showtime's at 8:30. The Baker Brothers open the show, and Eliza will go on about an hour after that or so. You know, everyone's musical interest starts somewhere. When you do a cover song, we get a little bit of an insight into where your background is.
Yeah, I could have trotted out a Joan Baez song too.
did you have like very clear models when you first started doing this? Your dad obviously was some inspiration.
He was the first one.
Having written Greenfields and what else did he write?
All Day, All Night, Marianne.
Yeah.
That one went right by me.
He wrote something from the Jungle Book, from one of the Disney
movies?
Yeah,
Bare Necessities, that's right. It was very important. That's where I got my message material.
Well, besides Baez, did you have some other really favorite singers?
Actually, there was a woman, because I grew up in L.A., and my dad in his band was Van Dyke Parks, and his brother Carson, and some other L.A. guys. Van Dyke was only 17, I think, when he was in my dad's band. And so I used to go hear them a lot. And there was a woman who was doing the folk circuit in those days. Her name was Carol Hedin. And she was my all-time idol. And she was the one. I used to go and sit in the front row at the Ice House and watch her hands because she could finger pick. And that was, I mean, I just studied how she did it. And then I'd go home and just practice my finger picking. She had a really deep, soulful voice. And she was really the goddess for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I never knew her name before.
Well, she had a few records out, but she was really, you know, it was pre-anything folk music. Yeah.
That's incredible. Thanks for coming down and spending some time.
My pleasure.
It was good to have you here. We're going to listen to one more song off the album. We're going to listen to Lights of Santa Fe from Through the Looking Glass, the new album on Private Music of Eliza Gilkison's. And I'm wondering if you would introduce us playing the song, maybe tell us a little bit about this, Lights of Santa Fe.
Well, if anybody has been to Santa Fe, then they, especially if they visited over the last 10, 15 years, they would know that it has gone from being a very sleepy little tricultural town to being an absolute madhouse for tourists, and it's sort of almost an abomination. So this song is really about what happened to Santa Fe and that subtle dream that just kind of is now disappearing. It's very hard to find a heart and soul of that place anymore.
Here's Eliza Gilkison off her new recording. Thanks for joining us tonight, Eliza.
Thank you, Renee.